Some are wondering who exactly is Terrence McFall. In this video posted to YouTube in December of 2006, McFall tells an unidentified group of people his job is to counsel Hollywood's biggest stars.
I am a mental health therapist for celebrities exclusively.
In the video, McFall goes on to talk about 8 global locations where his company, McFall Consultants and Personal Advisors, is located.
McFall Consultants and Personal Advisors is a firm that has offices around the world. Atlanta, Beverly Hills, New York, Nice, Zurich, Dubai, and Kuala Lumpur, as well as Sydney. Sydney was my latest office that I opened.
There is evidence that a company using that name operates out of Atlanta. However, the address listed was for Cityside Lofts, a downtown condo development. The other locations?
Nope, no listing. In Beverly Hills, California, or surrounding areas.
Directory assistant says there's no record for McFall's company in L.A. or New York. And what about 2 books McFall authored? One, The Psychology of Hip-Hop, was published by iUniverse, Inc. The Indiana-based company is a self-published entity, meaning if you're willing to pay, iUniverse is willing to print. Likewise, McFall published The Celebrity Psyche with Publishing Associates, Inc., another self-published outlet. Several other press releases credit McFall with founding La Serenite Wellness Center, a high-end retreat for celebrities. In the documents, La Serenite is a trademarked name. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has no record of that, nor does it have records of issuing a trademark for the Managing Success and Celebrity Conference, which is also attributed to McFall. I called Terrence McFall to get his side of the story. He declined to go on tape. However, he tells me he got out of the celebrity counseling business when he came on board with Youth Pride and closed his 8 counseling centers. He also stands by his 2 books. As far as the other entities, he was confused when I asked him about La Serenite or his trademarked conference. He says he didn't know what I was talking about.
I'm somewhat concerned.
For Charlie Stadlander, who chairs a volunteer board now looking into Youth Pride's financial problems, none of this adds up.
That a person of what is apparent such high stature is leading an organization which is struggling in a really bad way right now.
In the meantime, McFall says he's still running Youth Pride, and after Inman Park United Methodist Church, Youth Pride's landlord, sued for non-payment of rent, McFall filed a countersuit charging the church with failure to be a proper landlord. Jim Burris, WABE News.